The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
St. Louis had a global presence during ceremonies for veterans today.
This is Stuart McMillan. Veterans Day at Soldiers Memorial in downtown St. Louis featured members of the local French Society. I was there as the laying of the wreath ceremony took place next to the large black granite cenotaph that dons the names of more than 1,000 St. Louisans who died during World War I. French Americans broke out into song, singing the French national anthem.
Vive la France!
Then the crowd was quieted to honor the fallen.
Just taking a quick moment of silence in honor of those that have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Isabel Heidbretter from the French consulate spoke at the ceremony about the significance of the flowers worn on the shirts of many of those in attendance.
The red poppies represent the blood that was spilled onto the battlefield. The blue cornflowers represent the uniforms of the French soldiers.
Wearing a poppy on his sport coat and a chest full of medals, Canadian veteran Ed Batchelor.
To put a single sort of explanatory comment would be, it's good for my soul. Just to, we have a tendency not to be as patriotic as yourselves, but certainly deep down, you know, each and every one of us put the uniform on for a purpose.
He's working in St. Louis right now for the Canadian government and wanted to attend a local Veterans Day ceremony. While we were talking about the poppy flower, a U.S. Army veteran holding a cane approached.
And so,
salutes and a handshake were exchanged between the two men who were both teary-eyed.
When you find yourself deployed in an operation, you generate very close ties with those that you've served with, and just a brotherhood, not only for those that were shoulder to shoulder, but those who were elsewhere making their own personal contributions. So there is a sort of an unwritten brotherhood.
That veteran that came over to us is James Sinlow of College Hill.
We believe that the rights that we enjoy today are preserved by those who serve.
He told me how he was in Somalia with the U.S. Army 75th Ranger Division during the Black Hawk Down incident in October of 1993.
It's hard to talk about the service, isn't it?
It is. My dad wouldn't talk about it. But he was shell-shocked. What we call PTSD today.
And that he was in what?
World War II.
World War II, wow.
Yeah. Monte Cassino in Italy. Then he was at the Battle of the Bulge.
And wow. So, two huge events.
Huge,
World War
huge
II.
Events.
Wow.
And he came home and he just wouldn't talk about it. I could see the fear at times. We were in, my dad became a missionary. So we were in Chile, South America. And anytime gunfire would go off, you'd see Dad cringe.
Wow.
But he was proud of his service. And he said he would have done it again.
Sinlow spoke to me about the importance of Veterans Day.
And it's an opportunity for every citizen of the United States to honor, to give thanks, and to remember the sacrifices that were made all the way back from 1770 3, 4, 5, and 6 to gain us our independence through every war that we have had ever since, all the way up to Afghanistan and the battles that we're fighting now against terrorism. It's important that we honor those who serve.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Thank you, Stuart. The founder of the Kaufman Fund, a local charity that helps veterans in need, says his hope is that post-Vietnam veterans never get treated like he and others did when they came home.
The way we were treated was pretty awful. But we have helped change that for these veterans that are coming home, you know, from Iraq and Afghanistan today.
On this Veterans Day, Wayne Kaufman says, be sure to thank a military veteran for their service. If you'd like to learn more about his charity, you can visit the website, thekaufmanfund.org. A park memorializing veterans and first responders was started today in Maryland Heights.
Maryland Heights Mayor Mike Moeller says there will be a statue to honor veterans surrounded by memorials for local first responders.
Each one of the fire departments, which in Maryland Heights we have four different ones. There's going to be a helmet.
KMOX News Time is 5:26.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.